listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com today. A very fun Football Friday we are having here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. Time for Friday forecast, and because we have this special holiday edition of the show, we're doing a lot today because come Monday, we are not going to have a show because it's Memorial Day, so we won't be on the air Monday. We'll be back Tuesday. But because of that, we want to do something a little special today. And Nathan, we're doing something special.
We are. We're going to bring in friend of the show from not a player perspective, but a friend of the show from the outside. You guys have heard him on here a bunch. Da'Kid making his way back to the CBD airways. What's up, Da'Kid?
Well, not too much. Just enjoying the beautiful weather, getting ready for some golf.
That's right, Da'Kid, and this is an unprecedented moment in CBD history as you're going to be the first ever special guest forecaster on the Friday forecast.
I deem it quite an honor. Thank you.
Well, it should be. And, you know, here's the thing. You do this well, kid. I think we're going to have many more opportunities for you.
That's right. You could become our Stugatz.
Oh, your mouth to God's ears.
Number one. I don't even know where to go after that. Question number one for the three of you. How soon do you think Johnny Manziel moves from third string to second string?
Why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, let the kid start.
Well, I would say let's make this how soon does he go from third string to first string? Before the first game, Johnny Football is the starting quarterback.
Okay. What do you think, Nathan?
I think he needs to go to second string pretty immediately. I think he's outplaying Tyler Thigpen at this point, and I think it's only a matter of time. And like I said, the real competition will begin for me, I think, more in training camp at the point where I think Johnny Manziel will at least be close enough mentally to Brian Hoyer so that it becomes a purely physical battle. And that's one that I think could go either way. But I say second string immediately before the end of OTAs. He will be the number two quarterback on the depth chart. And I'm not so far away from the kid. I think there's a good chance Johnny Manziel starts week one. But Brian Hoyer, to his credit, he looks physically better to me and has thrown a better ball, so could stave him off given the tough open. But there's something so Hollywood to me about the notion of Johnny Football, who started his college career as a redshirt freshman against the University of Florida on national television and won that game, starting his NFL career on the road in Pittsburgh and beating the Steelers. There's something poetic about that.
Could be. Here's where I am. In my mind, he is second string in terms of the way he's performed. I think he's outperformed Tyler Thigpen. I think it's just a matter of technical classification, whatever you want to call it, to put him at quote number three. Now, he has seen some first-team reps, as we've all seen in practice. At times, they've rotated in those quarterbacks with the 11-on-11s. That said, from the timing standpoint of him being a starter, I'm not in the declaring business. Just because he's here, the collegiate magic he has, put him in there, it'll all work out. I want to see it. I want to see him get there with consistency. I want to see the things that I think he will get to eventually. When that happens, I don't know. And at this stage, I'm still thinking, trying to think the way Mike Pettine would view this. And Mike Pettine, his number one priority for every game, but especially that opener and especially that Steeler defense on the road, is minimizing mistakes, letting your defense do its job, letting your running game do its job, and not compromise that in any way. Will he be convinced that that won't be the case? No compromising with turnovers and mistakes and young errors that are going to happen even from the best young quarterbacks, the inexperienced errors. And that's where the tough decision remains. And as Nathan said, we're going to go through camp and preseason to kind of see where we are on that. And right now, I would think that they're going to feel better with that guy being Brian Hoyer, at least at the outset. But I definitely am open to changing that when we get there.
Notorious. Listen, folks, you have to pick up the subtleties in Notorious, but starting to make his way towards the Johnny Manziel bandwagon.
Number two.
All right, guys, question number two, and this is strictly your opinion, nothing more. Will Josh Gordon play in a regular season game for the Browns this season?
The kid, you're our leadoff hitter. Let's go.
Oh, that leads into the one point I did want to make. I don't believe in hashtag, but if I did, hashtag free Josh Gordon. He definitely will play in games. Personal political views aside, there's no way he could be suspended for a whole season when a guy knocks out a woman and is going to get a four-game suspension. I don't care if you've been caught 20 times. They got to do the right thing. Roger Goodell has got to take, has got to channel his inner Silver, whatever that guy's first name is, Adam Silver, and
Silver.
Do the right thing. Shorten it to four games. Let's go Flash.
I like it. I think he's going to play regular season games. And I don't think the NFL cares, but maybe in this case they will. There's starting to be, so, as I said earlier on the show, so much kind of public outcry echoing the sentiments of the kid that with this Ray Rice situation and the Gordon situation happening simultaneously, that people, I think, will lose it if a guy who on tape knocked a woman out cold and then dragged her is going to get a lesser suspension than a guy did for allegedly toking the reefer. So I think that Josh Gordon will not miss the whole season. I'm optimistic about this. I feel good that, yes, he will play games for the Cleveland Browns in the regular season, and he'll play them well.
I'll make it unanimous. I'm thinking he'll see the field in the regular season. How much of it? How many games will it be? Are we talking six? Are we talking eight? It seems like the number is going to fall something perhaps in that area. I think the case, though, will be judged on the merits of the case more so than comparisons with other things. It gets a little slippery, even as though we all are sensible and say, how can, you know, an action like the one that we know that Ray Rice was involved in be lesser punished than this one? Degrees of, I don't, when I've talked with the lords of discipline of the league, they insist and have for years that this is about case by case basis, and you keep the focus on that. So on that basis, if that's consistent, then I think it does fall into hopefully a half or less than half year.
Number three.
Preach. Question number three, guys. Your Memorial Day plans are?
Golf.
Golf.
He's a man of many words.
In a nutshell, golf. That's right. The kid and I will be teeing it up at Boulder Creek tomorrow with the great Andrew Sims and Rusty coming in town from out of state. So we'll be teeing it up there. And then I plan on having a little bit of perhaps some grilling and chilling involved. And then on Sunday, which is actually my wife and I's 11th anniversary, and it's also
Marvel.
My friend Grant
Congrats.
Davis's 50th
Marvel.
Birthday. Thank you. We're going to a lake house in Maryland for some hanging and good times.
Nice. I will be, we do the traditional kind of neighbor thing where we all get together, and there's one neighbor that always hosts the Memorial Day thing, so it's their party, their blowout, they call it. Their last name is Page, so it's called Page Fest.
Nice.
And we have Page Fest. It starts, no one knows when it ends. Sometimes the sun
sometimes
comes up.
Sometimes you still
up,
don't know when it ended the next morning.
Sometimes it's gone on for days. But, that'll be a lot of frivolity there and fun stuff.
Big words on this Friday. All right, excluding Kevin Jones' pasta salad, what's your favorite food item to eat at a cookout?
Kid, what do you
want? I'll go with a little steak.
Well, if you play your cards right, you can have a little steak tonight, the kid.
We're working on it.
All right. There's no question about it for me. It's a ribeye on the grill, medium rare, delicious.
I'm actually with Kevin Jones on this. It's the ribs, and I happen to make, I think, some of the best ribs one has ever had. I look forward to preparing those for you, Nathan. I haven't done it yet.
Let's do this.
I use the Arthur Bryant's method, Arthur Bryant's in Kansas City, their style, and their all their. I order online all their rubs, all their sauces. I got friendly with one of their cooks there. We go back and forth, and he's given me grilling tips. Rib preparation tips that I followed, and I even won a neighborhood rib cooking contest. So
then
there.
I need to eat your ribs, and I need to eat them soon, Notorious. I don't mind getting down with some bones.
We'll walk over to the condo, and we'll get it done.
Yes, that'll be a great. It'll be a great training camp. It'll be a great training camp thing.
Yes,
we'll
have a training camp rib. We'll have Jason. We'll have everybody over. Kevin.
Yes,
all of Kevin's friends that he's going to meet this weekend.
That's right.
The kid.
Yeah, the people who are going to show him the ropes here in Cleveland. Now, the kid. Before we go, it's got to be quick. The over-under on the Browns has moved to 7 in the greatest city on this planet, Las Vegas. Right now, your sense for the Browns, over-under, and if you have a specific number, hit us with it.
Well, very quickly, I am always a Kool-Aid drinker, so I would take over. But I will say this, you could have made a lot of money over the years betting the Browns unders in Vegas. I'm going to put the number at 10.5.
10.5? Come on, the kid. Wow. Even I'm not on that. Give me some of your Kool-Aid, the kid.
I was going to say, what the hell is in that Kool-Aid?
Keep that Kool-Aid away from Flash Gordon, okay?
Victor, I can get you some good Kool-Aid.
The kid, a man, okay. A renaissance quarter. Man here with us. Always a pleasure. All right, we'll be back to wrap up what I think has been a fun day Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I used to buy